And a very good evening to you, ladies and gentlemen from around the world. And welcome to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Geekwork Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at luckymojo.com and drkeone.com. I'm your host, Dr. Keone, here in chilly East Central Florida, along with our chilly co-host, Pat Ironwood, in Forestville, California, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. We're here to share with you, give you an opportunity to talk to us about the problems of love, of fear, spiritual protection. We'll recommend and fully describe hoodoo geekwork spells to address, ameliorate, and remediate these issues. Of course, you'll learn a lot this time, but if you call in, your call is selected to get a free consultation from two of the five experts in the field, myself, Dr. Crystal Stoney, along with Miss Kat Ironwood. If you'd like to catch up with us here on the phone tonight, the number is 818-394-8535. The number again is 818-394-8535, and we'll speak with you here on the air. Or go to blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodoo Geekwork Hour and listen live online. Once again, that's blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodoo Geekwork Hour to listen online and interact with us at that group. We'll go to your calls in just a moment. But first, let's catch up with our co-host, Kat Ironwood, at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company. Kat, how are you doing?
Doing very well on a cold, wintry, chilly day.
Yes, and what kind of juice do is best for a day like today?
Well, you know, warm. It's a warm tea juju day. I'm going to have warm tea, and I'm going to feel a lot better. I was out there in the little church doing readings, and I have a heater out there, and the lady I did a card reading and a hand reading for, she goes, "I'm too hot." She made me turn the heater off, so she was well padded. I was not. I came out of it cold. She came out of it very comfortable. Such is life.
Yes, that's his life, and it makes me think about Jack Spratt and his wife. One ate lean and one could eat no fat. So,
that's,
you know,
that's right.
Trying to find the balance there between the two of you.
Yeah.
Well, it's another episode of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour, and what is the feedback you're getting from your customers and the people who are listening to the show?
Well, everybody seems to like it, and you know, we've been getting around here people who listen to the show and then they understand that the situations that were described relate to them. So they don't even bother to call in. They say, "I heard you tell so-and-so else on the show what to do in this situation. It's similar to mine, and I'd like to do the same thing." So we're reaching more people than just the people who we are talking to. And that's wonderful to know, because that's why we do it on the radio rather than just one-on-one. We do it in a way that other people can learn from it and see how a root worker would prescribe for someone in their situation. They can apply it. Also, I have been getting a lot of calls from people who we did read for on the show, and then they call up and they order products, or they tell me that they would, you know, like to have a hire someone to work for them or work with them on the situation. Or sometimes they just call to thank me and just say, "I heard you, you know, you did a reading for me and I heard you on the show and it was really great, and I just want to tell you I love you." And that's kind of nice to bask in that kind of love too. So that's what feedback I'm getting is all good. How about you?
Same. All good, and the request for more and more. So
yeah,
that's a wonderful thing. It's good. Mm.
Yeah.
And, of course, we encourage our listeners to follow up with us and Kat Ironwood at Lucky Mojo and myself, Dr. Christos Keone at drkeone.com. Why not follow up with us so that we can be updated about your condition, what we spoke to you about, and whether you're still facing challenges, and whether or not we need to go ahead and look at your case once again here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. If you don't contact us and let us know, then we can't help.
That's
well,
true.
Let's get to it. Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Well,
before
we go to the calls, I want to mention one other thing. We had a wonderful apprenticeship week last week. I had apprentices from as far away as Florida and as close as Santa Rosa and Forestville. And it just was a wonderful apprenticeship. My sister Holly was one of the apprentices, and that was always nice. And Robin Peterson, our shop manager, Sister Robin, did her usual just spectacular job of keeping everything running smoothly, keeping me under control, getting everybody what they needed to work in the apprenticeship. We studied the making of oils, the making of incenses, and the making of mojo bags, doll babies, and small bottle spells. And that was a 5-day intensive for graduates of my course. And so just a big thank you to everybody in the shop who pitched in. We had an apprenticeship lunch where people brought potluck food for the apprentices, and then Sister Robin catered an apprenticeship dinner, sit-down dinner at night. And it was a wonderful time and a lot of fun. Just wanted to say thank you to all the people in the shop who worked on that.
All right. That's great, man. You mentioned making dolls. That's something that I had been working on for a couple of weeks here and finally finished a beautiful doll here and have it now on a table over here, all wrapped up in cotton and working on that situation with that person with St. Lucy. Have you ever worked with her?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Patron saint of the eyes.
That's right. I did a St. Lucy working for a man who has eye problems too. Very, very successful. Went well.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about her? And not only for the physical eye problems, but you know, for helping to see the things that are in the spiritual realm that you can't see.
Well, you know, you've got one on me there. I've never thought to petition her in that regard. I've always petitioned her when there is eye surgery needed, or if someone has a, you know, detached retina, if someone needs to pass their driver's license and they know their vision is starting to go bad and they're just worried about that driver's test. That's what I've worked with her on those accounts. But I've never worked with her for spiritual work, spiritual vision. Tell me how you do that.
Well, as above, so below is the Hermetic Creed, as you know, and so we invoke her that because she is a saint, she lives in other realms that are higher vibrational octave realms than the one that we're occupying as, sentient beings. And so we ask her to help the client to see those things which are hidden, those things which are not revealed, those things which are unnatural that can only be seen by spiritual eyes or by the eyes of the Spirit or by the eyes of God. And because she was such a, she was a martyr and saint, and she took her own eyes out rather than allow herself to be tempted by, you know, the world and sin and so forth. So that's how we use her. And so she's good for work that has to do with temptation. She's good for work that has to do with spiritual vision, for physical vision. And I'm surprised, actually, that you hadn't heard anybody speak of using her in that manner, actually.
No, it does not occur to me. But I tell you, I keep her plenty busy with diabetic people with a detached retina.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She really has come through for some friends. I had one friend who has had cataract surgery and was just very afraid he would not pass his driver's test. And we did some work, and it was very successful. That all went very well, and he's still able to drive. And you know, I have referred so many petitions to St. Lucy for the eyesight, and I, as you may know, I have very poor eyesight myself. And I've never suffered from a lack of spiritual vision. So I'm always looking for ways to help people's natural eyesight. So thank you for turning me on to that. That's a different way of working with her, and I had not even considered it, frankly, just never had. I'm always all about people with the actual eyesight problems, because that's what I have,
right,
too. You know, you see what,
right,
you have in others, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Okay. Well, all righty then. Well, St. Lucie, you have been venerated today.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
We have talked about her. In fact, her feast day is coming up on the 13th of this, so that's tomorrow. For those who may wish to work with her, that's some information that you can take to yourself. Well, are you ready to get some calls going?
Yes, I sure am. We have some people who have signed up, and let me just explain this for those who are listening to the show for the first time. Dr. Keone has a Ning space that's called myhoospace.ning.com, and I have a PHPBB forum, which is called forum.luckymojo.com. And at both of our sites, we will take pre-call IDs for people who want to be on the show. So you have to call in, write in advance, then call in on the day of the show, put your hand up in the queue saying that you want to be picked up, and you have to give your area code. So these people have done this, and I'm going to start with the first one. I don't know how to pronounce this name. It's either Butch Comer or Butch Comer. Just don't know. And this person's Lucky Mojo forum name is Butch Comer or Comer, and their myhoodoospace.ning.com space name is also the same. And their Block to Hawk radio caller show is the same, and their area code is 732, and they're in New Jersey. And they ask, have they ever had a reading with us before? No. So here's the description. I'm feeling like the hanged man. That's a bad way to feel. I feel like some big changes are in order, like selling the house, moving, and starting a new career. I feel like I'm almost there in a number of ways to being happy and successful, just need to know what should be done next. And on the quick, yes, no question front, I'm also wondering if I should take Miss Kat's course. If it helps for the reading, I sent Kat a card with a photo of me and the family after she did a reading for my girlfriend. Thanks. Do you want a card reading? Yes. Do you want root work advice? Yes. And we'll be listening December 12th. So do we have that person?
We have two by the extension 732. So I think you're going to have to give me at least the last three digits of the phone number, the last three digits there, please.
If that person is in the chat room, they're going to... they're going to have to say who they are because we're not finding them here.
Yeah, I know I have two 732s, but they're different extension. Okay, so I need to know the last three digits of the phone number. You don't have it in front of you.
I don't have it. No, I don't have it. They didn't give it to me. They just.
All right. So they've not put their hands up, have they?
So, Butch, type who you are, because we're not seeing Butch as your in the chat room. Mm-mm-mm.
Okay.
Well, what do we do now? Punt.
Well, we can go to the next caller here. And,
all right.
Okay, so I'm not quite sure who this person is because I don't see the caller ID, the number in my form. It's area code 318, but they're here in the queue with their hands up, so let's bring them in and see who we have. Hello, caller, area code 318. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Keone. How are you today?
I'm okay.
And to
Hello?
Whom are we speaking?
Hello.
Yes. Hi.
Is this Miss Marie?
This is Miss Marie.
All right. Miss Marie would have been my second caller. So I'm going to read a little bit about what you said, if that's okay.
Okay.
Never had a reading with either of us before. Hello. I want to know, have I been crossed up in life by anyone? I have several health issues and have been praying about it and have been from doctor to doctor, and no one knows what's going on. Are my health issues going to improve? I have also applied for disability and have been given the runaround. I think someone is blocking that as well and want to know if I will get approved anytime soon, and wants both a card reading and root work and spell casting advice.
Okay. Well, let's get to it.
All right.
You got it, Kat?
Well, I tell you what. Why don't you start reading this one? Because it's on about a cross condition, and I know you're very good at that thing. All right?
All righty. Okay, so she wants to know, has Miss Marie wants to know, has she been crossed? Which is the question. Been heating up the cards here for a while. The answer is yes on the second card. She has been crossed. That's the Daughter of Cups reversed in the Quest Tarot, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, no doubt about that. And I would say that whoever crossed her, it had to do with a much larger issue in regards to her life as well. So this is not just someone who, you know, oh, I don't like you, I can throw at you. This is someone who's, I really, really don't like you and I want to mess up your life.
Mm-hmm. Now, I got a card here that is an interesting card. It's the Nine of Swords. And this is a person who has a combination of issues, and it also shows a reason why this happened. The Nine of Swords shows nine swords in a black sky or kind of against a black wall, and a person is waking up in bed crying, and they're distraught. It's like they've had a nightmare. So have you had trouble sleeping? Is one of your issues?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Because that card says to me that something was done to make it difficult for you to rest easy. Troubled with bad thoughts, troubled with nightmares, troubled with bad dreams. I don't know exactly what all of your health conditions are, but this is a card also that says it was done. It was done to you.
I need you to turn down your radio or computer, please. Get a feedback here.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi. Okay, we're still getting feedback. There we go. All right. Okay, so I think that what I'm seeing here, too, is that this is a person who you knew because on the bed of this where this lady wakes up crying, there's an image of two people sword fighting. So this is a person you probably know to have been your enemy. Does that make sense?
Say that again now.
It says here on the card to me that this is a person who you may know to have been your enemy in the past. In other words, you're not surprised at this news because this card shows two people sword fighting. So this is a person who has revealed themselves to you in the past. It's not some secret enemy. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am, it does.
You know who we're talking about here.
I'm not sure. I just feel like I do. I feel like it's a lady.
Yeah.
But
yes. Well, this was done to you by somebody that you know is what I'm trying to get at here. All right.
Yes.
But let's now talk about. Let me ask you, because I'm a person who really does care about the medical end of things. Not that I am a doctor, but I want to make sure that we're hitting on all cylinders here. What are the symptoms that you are having?
Well, I have dealings with something called sarcoidosis with my lungs. I have rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And the doctor did a scope on me and said I have ulcers in my stomach,
Mm-hmm.
And I have been to doctor, and hospital bills is like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't afford to go to my lung doctor because they want to charge me, like, even with insurance, $1,000 to do this, some type of test. I'm just, I just don't know which way to go, and I just gave it all to God because I can't. I don't know what to do.
Yeah. Well, I'm seeing here is a card that shows you're not out of the woods yet, and I wish I could give you a happier reading, but I get the Ten of Wands, and this is a man who's carrying a heavy load, trying to get back to his house, to someplace normal, but he can't. It's difficult. Now, I'm still getting feedback when we talk. Do you have your radio on?
No, ma'am.
You don't. How about you, Dr. Kayburn? Do you hear the feedback?
I hear it, but it's not coming from my end yet.
All right. Huh. Well, now let's see. It's gone?
Okay.
It's gone. All right. Good.
Okay.
Oh, God.
So, when he's out of the woods, what does that mean, huh?
Well, he's carrying a large stick of firewood, like, or poles. You know what I'm saying? It could be fence poles. It could be firewood. But what it means is a person who's carrying a heavy burden. And we often will refer this to the bones because it's the long, narrow sticks. You see what I'm saying? So things like rheumatoid arthritis would certainly be covered, and osteoarthritis as well. Also scoliosis of the back. Any kind of things having to do with the bones or joints are sometimes indicated by this card.
Mm-hmm.
But it also says you are trying as hard as you can to get back to normal. You really are trying to get back to normal, and I have to give you the credit for that. You're carrying on in spite of all of this. Now, this was done to you, and that's in the past. In the present, you're suffering the effect. In the future, I see the Queen of Wands, and this is a card of a woman who will help you. This also might be you. What sign of the zodiac are you, hon?
Taurus.
A Taurus. Well, then this ain't you. This is a helper to you. This is a woman who is a fire sign woman. And she's sitting on a throne of lions, and she's holding a sunflower, and she has a little black cat by her, she's a witchy woman. You need a helper. Now, this could be a doctor as well as a root doctor. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm just seeing a fire lady here is here to help you. And she is a person who, she holds one of these wands, just like you're carrying these heavy ten wands. She's been through some of what you've been through, you see. You'll know her when you see her. It's not me, by the way. I'm a Taurus myself. I just want to make that real clear here. But there is a woman who will help you. It may be a doctor. It may be a physician's assistant. But you'll know her because she either has kitty cats or lions or sunflowers associated with her. Or she may be literally from Egypt, because in the back we see the three pyramids of Egypt in the back. And she's a lady who is of a reddish cast of skin or hair, a fiery type woman. So I would say you will not be able to solve this problem without some help of this woman. And I would recommend that you consider among the doctors and nurses and people that you've dealt with if that may be one of them. Does that mean anything to you?
God, I just can't think.
Well, if you don't know her now, you will know her in the future, because it's a card of the future, you see. It's a card of the future. So and we call her the Queen of Wands. But that says to me, you will get help from somebody, but it's going to take some time. Now, in the meantime, what you can do, because we have wands, those mean purification by fire. The kind of work you should do should be work of fire. And that would be candle burning or any kind of spell that involves fire. Do you agree with that, Dr. K? Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm.
Because I just go by what I see here, wands or fire. Now, the next question you had was about the disability, all right? Mm-hmm. And they're giving you the runaround. Well, you know, what I tell people is, you know, welcome to the United States of America, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
That's just what it is. This is, you know, they tried to pass a health care bill, and everybody spoke against it, and look where we are now. I mean, I'm just not going to say another word, or I'm going to explode in anger, all right? Because it's just what it is, you know. And then everyone suffers, and then they go, whoa, why am I suffering? Well, people ought to know better. First card I get on this one is called the Three of Pentacles. Well, this is three people building a church. They're working on a building, and they have no coins. You're not going to get a lot of disability money. You're not going to get a lot of money. But there are three people there, a priest, an architect, and a workman. Well, you're the workman. This says that there are going to be people who will help you, but there's not a lot of money to be had, unfortunately. But you may be able to get volunteers to help you, to get a nonprofit agency to help you. You may be able to get help through your church, but it doesn't look like, at this moment, I'm seeing a lot of money. Now, maybe we can turn that around. I'm going to turn this over to Dr. K and see what he says about that.
I hope so, because I was approved at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went before a review committee, and then they turned me down. My doctor even sent a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yeah, hear you. We hear you.
My doctor even sent a letter telling them my condition and everything. So right now I'm at the stage of I'm standing before a review committee in Virginia, in Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and they have the last say so on this at this point.
Well, Miss Michael said she's a reader, one of our good friends. She's an AIR. And the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. And Ms. Michael just posted in the chat. She says, Ms. Kat, do tell her to Google medical costs charities. So you may be able to get some, while you're working on getting the disability, you may be able to get some stopgap help, is what she's saying. Medical costs charities. Just use Google and search for that. That may be... you know, something that would might be able to help. But I'm seeing here the Three of Pentacles often stands for charities and nonprofit agencies that can give stopgap help or can help you in some other way. Also, you mentioned laying this in the lap of God, and that is important because of this church image. That is the way to go. You want to be praying on this thing. I would not recommend... you know, trying to do all kinds of black magic to get back at whoever blocked you?
No, ma'am. I don't
know that. That's not called for.
I can't fix it. I let God fix it.
That's right. That's right. Well, that's what this says. And I would say what you want is some people to help you. What we used to call a prayer team. You know what I mean.
Yes.
You need some people to be praying for you and with you. I think that you will get help, but it's going to be more like help in kind at first, and then the money might come a little bit later, because I'm not seeing this. Now, as to who blocked you and why, well, it just seems to me like it's, you know, same old, somebody wants to get ahead, and they figure there's a limited amount of money, happiness, joy, love, and beauty in the world, and if they don't have enough, they're going to take from somebody else and block them from getting it because they don't understand that there's goodness available to everybody. Okay?
Everywhere.
This was done to me a while back.
Yes. But we have two issues here. Yes, this was done in the past. The health issues are the result of definitely someone worked against you. Why you're not getting the disability, that's more has to do with the social situation. It is not so much the runaround that you got. I don't think someone's sitting there saying, we're going to make her never get her disability. I think that's a more logical, social, practical consideration. They ran out of money, right?
They ran out of money,
and they're uptight people you know, the whole way this system works is not geared to help anybody who has a chronic health problems, particularly not chronic health problems that are like rheumatoid arthritis. These are autoimmune diseases. These are genetic diseases. They don't know what to do with. They're afraid of doing right by their own citizens. You could get me to rant about this, and I probably should stop. But you know what I'm saying. This nation can afford it, but they don't want to pay. But what you need
this
to do for that.
This is something that you work for all your life, and when you get disabled and can't work, it's so pitiful.
I know it is.
It is so pitiful.
It's just chronic health problems that this nation does not serve those people well. Now, and I don't think you are cheating on trying to get disability on a cheat, but here's the thing. I want you to do some prayer work, and also, as Ms. Michael said, try to get some other sources of help, volunteer work. For instance, if you didn't have to spend money on certain things, you might be able to put aside that money to spend on the medical procedures, you see. So you want to try to think of creatively here. You know what I'm
getting
at?
I don't work.
Yeah.
I have no income.
Right. So what you need is going to be other kinds of help. Just to give you an example, I'm going to talk about thinking creatively. Let's say I don't work. If I had a disability, and knock on wood, I'm not going there soon, but if I did, and then let's say I had a television and I had a car and I had a roof over my head. Now my roof leaked, my television broke, and my car's engine blew up. Now I've got expenses that I was not expecting, and I cannot spend on my medical expenses. So when I say creative thinking, I think, can I get someone to help me with driving me until I get my car fixed, or can I get someone to sell me a car cheap? Is there some charity that might repair my roof? In other words, we're looking, if you cannot get the medical money directly, pray on getting the other kind of help indirectly. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because I do think there are people out there who will help you. I do see a lot of people out there who will help you. Okay? And but it's through charity. It's through a nonprofit. It's through a church. Okay? And see what you can do to apply there, because that's where the help is going to come from. Now, there's a woman who's going to help you. All right?
And describe it to me again.
Well,
we're going on here almost 40 minutes on this call.
I'm
here.
Sorry.
All right,
sorry.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you can play back the radio show and you can hear it.
Okay.
All right,
okay.
And you'll hear what I said about the woman. All right?
Okay.
All right. Good luck to you.
Okay, dear. Thank you for your call.
Thank
mm-hmm.
you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Happy
mm-hmm.
holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. We can keep going on and on with that one, but bottom line is that she needs to do some of the mundane things of seeking social agencies that can help with medical relief, one which you mentioned to her, and doing some remediation work. I have the magician here with the sign of Taurus on it in the present, which is what you mentioned as well. And so, yes, that's here. The justice card is reversed in the outcome, which says to me that she is going to definitely have issues with getting any type of medical settlement, and she is going to have to fight very hard for that. And that is the chariot card in the out, the fifth card. So she's going to have to fight very hard. But I think it will only be because she gets some type of relief and help here through magical remediation, not to address, as you said, those who did it to her, but to harmonize the conditions that she's now facing. And so we do wish her, I think her name was Miss Marie?
Yes, Miss mm-hmm. Marie.
Yes, we wish her every great success and Godspeed in getting things turned around. Okay, folks, you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour, brought to you every Sunday here at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific Time, on blogtalkradio.com/LuckyMojoHoodoo Rootwork Hour. And we're here on the phones to give you a chance to ask about your problems with love, your career, spiritual protection, etc. And we'll respond, Kat, Ironwood, and myself, with hoodoo, woodwork spells, remedies to help you fix, as we say, that situation. So without further ado, Kat, are you ready to go to another call?
Yes, I sure am.
Okay.
Butch is now has given up his a few more digits of his phone number.
That could be.
Well, it says here 732-255.
Okay, we have him. I guess that's for him or her. We'll know in just a moment. Hello,
yes.
Butch, how are you? You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Keeley. How are you today?
Hi, Dr. K. I'm fine. Hello, Kat.
Hi. So is it
there
Butch Comer or Butch Comer?
Comer.
Comer. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So
Butch,
just to
where
recap,
are you calling from?
I'm calling from Toms River, New Jersey.
Okay. All right.
All
Kat, go ahead.
So just to recap here, because we had read his thing earlier, but we didn't get him. He's feeling like selling the house, moving, starting a new career. He's thinking of taking my course. He feels he's almost there. And that's it. So what can we do? As far as
new career, selling the house. Mm-hmm.
And new career. Just let me ask you a quick question. What sign of the zodiac are you?
I am an Aries.
An Aries, all right. And what is the career you have now?
Now I'm an artist.
And when you say artist, what are we talking about? Comic book artist, gallery artist, graphic designer, what?
Actually doing tattoos.
Tattoo artist, okay.
Yes.
And what's and when you say new career, do you have one in mind?
I would actually feel comfortable doing sort of like a curio shop.
I
you
see.
Know, like spiritual supplies and stuff like that.
You could do that and do tattoos at the same time, you know, hon?
I know. Well, see, that would involve, this is why I'm so torn, a move. I spent many years living upstate New York. I came back to New Jersey to take care of some family business, and that's over, and I feel kind of stuck here now, like I should move back again.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Dr. K, what do you see?
Well, I get a yes to your moving into that direction, Butch, with working in the spiritual supply realm, or curio, however it is, whatever it is that you're wanting to start here. Daughter of Swords says yes to that, but you've got a long road to hoe in order
yes.
to see any prosperity from it. The Four of Wands is reversed in the present, so that definitely speaks to delays and false starts and things like that. Also, it speaks to me about the profit potential being rather low right now. The
right.
Devil card is in your future here. So, again, we have obstacles and other things that may stand in the way. And we have the issue about security that the Devil card oftentimes brings to us as well. So there, again, is another issue you need to deal with. The Two of Wands is reversed in the outcome. To me, this says that you need to finish some business with someone. You know, this is a dissolution of something, and I know you said that you were there with your family because of some other issues that you had to take care of. But with this card reversed in the outcome, it also gives me the impression that you need to break the tie with something or someone else in order to bring all of this that you want into fruition. Fifth card is the Six of Cups for happiness. So in the end, you do have it, but it may be a good 4 years before you are at that spot, which is what I see in these cards. Now, what resonated with you, Butch?
A number of things. Everything seems to take me a lot of time to accomplish. I never take the easy road. There's always obstacles, and it makes you tired sometimes, but I managed to get through. And then with the Two of Wands, I believe you said, I'm very emotionally connected to the people I work with now, and it would be very emotional to break those ties, to move back mm-hmm. and be with my friends in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you know, what I'm going to say to you is that that a Two of Wands reversed is an interesting card, because the Two of Wands is a man who is about to set sail for a new world, but reversed means there is a delay or an obstacle to it. And one of the things I always say about the Two of Wands is that he's waiting for his partner to come along, his ideal partner, who's going to pick up that other wand that's in the bracket on the little ledge there on that castle top where he stands, in the Rider-Waite-Smith deck, which is the one I use. He's got a wand, but it's in a bracket. He's waiting for someone to come and pick it up. So he will do better with a partner. Reversed, that shows obstacles or delays to that movement. So you might want to think about that. I do think, and I'm not just trying to, I mean, it sounds exciting to me, spiritual tattoos. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's funny. I'm sorry. Yeah, the way I work now is, I don't tell people this, but if I can put something into their design for them, I do it. I'm very, I have a lot of empathy with people. I can, you know what I mean? And I try to connect mm-hmm. and do, give them more than just what they're looking for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But that's like a secret. That's mm-hmm. a secret.
Well, don't make it, don't keep it a secret no more. Okay?
Okay.
I'm looking for how to make the business be more successful. Page of Pentacles.
Right.
This is about money, and it shows a young man out in nature with all the forms that nature holds: the mountains, the high sheep pastures, the woods, the plowed ground, the field, and the little meadow of flowers. So this is, you have many forms that this thing can take, but you need to just, you know, start moving forward. And this is a man who has one foot turned back, and he's just beginning to turn forward. It's kind of slow turn there if you look at the card.
Okay.
So you want to make that turn. I'm going to just tell you, just you know, as a successful businesswoman and without respect to root work, spiritual tattoos, I don't know. I'm sure there are people who are doing it, and I know there are, especially on the West mm-hmm. Coast. But I don't know anybody who has made a giant career out of only doing spiritual tattoos, so why hide that? You have a double interest
right.
here. You want to do a curio mm-hmm. shop? You know, I'll tell you something. I've had people come to me, and just to tell you about a little, you know, I do these Lucky Mojo curio company labels. I've had people come to me and ask permission to tattoo my oil labels on their bodies. And you know
they
what?
Are wonderful.
I've always said yes. I always said
go
yes.
Go for it, right?
Go for it, yeah. I'd love it. So there's more here than that. And also, as you're saying, putting something into, physically into, you know, into the ink or whatever, that's
well,
another.
Not so much physically, but like a lot of times it's like any, like a barbershop, like any profession. When people come to get tattooed, they talk to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually hear about their problems or conditions without them knowing anything. And I'll offer suggestions, and sometimes I'll even do work for them. And,
mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I do have, you know, we sell jewelry and stuff, so I put some candles in there. I sell them a candle. I say, do this, you know, and they love it. I've only ever worked for, like, friends and you know, close, regular customers that come in. I love being with
you
people,
need to
talking
take the next
to people.
Step. You need to take the next step. If you're going to make this a success, you need to take on some shamanic powers.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. K posted here, crossroads work is required to get movement. You need to literally do a shamanic rite on yourself, and you need to take on the role. If you're going to make a success of this doubled idea of the curio shop and the tattoo, work, and I think it's a natural. I think it's a beautiful idea, but you need to be putting yourself into literally an altered spiritual state to get there. All right.
Right.
So
okay.
Crossroads work. And people on the chat room here are going, I'd go to you. I'd go right there. I need to add to my tattoos. I mean, people would make a pilgrimage to your place if you were the man who did the spiritual tattoos. But you need to get that power and gain that power through crossroads work yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, take your implements of your trade with you to the crossroads, you know, or a symbol of your trade, you know, the needles, et cetera. And,
right.
The crossroad ritual is 9 weeks. That's once a week for 9 weeks at midnight, but it will be worth it for you. And that's what the cards are showing here. And that's going to help you get the movement that you require. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, thank you very much, Dr.
I see a brilliant future with this, but you have to do some serious self-transformation work and come into your power.
I understand that, yeah. It really rings true. So
yeah.
How old are you? I'm 43 right now.
43, all right. Well, you got the power, you got the strength. Somebody in the chat room, Yowzer, asks, I have a question about tattoos. When would you get a spiritual tat? Turnstill says, when you go to the tattoo shop, LOL. No, that's not the exact answer, Turnstill. What we're talking about is someone who would specialize in doing spiritual tattoos in the same way that a lot of tattoos are made to mark a drunken night in San Diego. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about someone who will actually prescribe tattoos. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Someone who will design and prescribe tattoos. The 53rd Spirit says, I consider all my tattoos to be spiritual. Some do, some don't. But if you go to a person who has shamanic power and shamanic training and is a graphic artist and a tattoo artist and runs a curio shop, we're talking about a new level of experience for your clients. Go for it. Go for it.
Wow,
it will be right. But you need to stand in a place of power and claim your power, because without that, it's just an idle dream.
I think that's when I said I feel like I'm almost there. I
mm-hmm.
think that's what that meant. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you just one other thing. Sister Robin at the Lucky Mojo Curio Company is referred to in our shop. She is the tattooed lady, and she has a lot to say and talk to about spiritual tattoo work. And I would recommend that you might contact Sister Robin. Not that she would do especially to do work for you. I don't think she does, but she knows where if you're a customer of the shop, and she's a person to talk to, and how to put this across, and what kind of things to do. I really see. For yourself, also, for yourself, marking yourself for this destiny.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, Nagashiva just wrote the same thing. He may need a catalyzing tattoo himself. And that's exactly
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying. You need to mark yourself to embark on this new thing. Yeah. And shamanic rites for yourself. All right? All
wonderful.
Right.
Thank you so much for your help, guys.
Yeah. Oh,
you're
yeah.
Welcome.
And I would be
you,
glad to take you as a student in my course as well.
Wonderful. I will certainly do that.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you so much. You guys are the best, and I enjoy the show so much. You both sound so good on the radio.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. We look forward to hearing back from you with an update, okay?
Yeah.
I sure
I want
to
hear an update. And I'm going to say something else. What Butch is not probably seeing, because he's been on the show with us, he's probably not reading the chat room. There is just post after post. Yes, I want a spiritual tattoo. I want one. Take the course. Good luck, Butch. There's a path there, but he's got to stand on the rock. You know what I mean? And say now is the time, because without that, he's just going to be having an idle idea.
Okay,
wonderful.
My friend.
Thank you, guys. I will be in Aries and charge Ram right ahead.
All right. Good.
All righty then. Thank you very much.
Okay.
God bless. Bye-bye. And happy holidays.
Thank
it's
you,
Dr. Claus. You're welcome. It's funny here. Kat, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all right. I thought I had done something wrong there. It's funny because he said he's Aries and the Four of Wands reversed,
is Sun in Aries, and the Two of Wands reversed is Mars in Aries. So he came right in into the deck here with both of these wand cards here, and I think he's going to do well. And the crossroad ritual seems to be the catalytic converter to get
mm-hmm.
him moving in that direction. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow.
Yeah, that's a good one. All righty.
Okay, well, folk, it is 6:50 p.m. Eastern Time here on the East Coast of Florida, coming up at the top of the hour, and you're listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour, brought to you by DrKeone.com and LuckyMojo.com. And we'd love for you to contact us to speak with us about all of your spiritual needs and also to purchase spiritual supplies and spiritual curios. So whenever you think of hoodoo and root work, think the Lucky Mojo Curio Company at LuckyMojo.com and DrKeone.com. Well, let's go to another call. Are you ready?
Yes, I sure am.
All righty then.
All right, the next one I have is XX Riot Girl XX, but you can call me Binky.
Oh, you're cute.
Binky or XX Riot Girl XX is at area code 804 in Virginia, has never had a reading with either of us before. I have three situations. Well, I hope we can handle all three. Probably that's too many for one reading on the radio. I have three situations all currently intertwined, and now I'm stuck in neutral. I'm in love with my ex-flame for over a year. I have his name, birth date, and sign if needed for the reading. He cares about me, and the love is there, but he currently is with a girl who is currently cheating on him, lying to him, and has an active grudge against with me. I done love work, breakup work, and had a doom, that's death unto my enemies, doom candle lit on the missionary church altar to expose her. They're on a break, but he's still torn. Last dream I had was her confronting me, then confronting him over me. I mouthed off and let it slip. He hooked up with me when they first got together, and I had proof. She went off, and we ended up in a cat fight, and he was upset. And that dream, that's all in a dream, was 3 weeks ago. Now, every candle I lit for him has been clear, but I haven't heard from him. My ex from a few years ago, his friend and a third-party guy, has been casting revenge black magic work on me since September, October. 3 years ago, the local Paulo, oh, now we're getting up Dr. K's alley, the local Paulo put the ex and girlfriend in the pot to stop their evil against me and my friend. Now they're back, and what was done, it was meant to destroy all aspects of my life, plaguing it with sickness. I couldn't afford 521 quoted by the Paulo, so I took it upon myself to cleanse myself off and do reversals protection. My money was messed up, work stressed me out, my love life non-existent. Things have been slowly getting better until today, where my friend messaged me on Facebook seeing how I was. I believe things are hitting them, and they're either fishing for information or gearing up for a counterattack. I have a white 7-day candle burning now to protect. Overall, three things. One, what can I do to get my love back and get rid of this woman? Is the situation severe enough to get professional work done? Two, what can I do to bring back my luck, prosperity, money? Since I'm in debt, money is always tight, and I want to get on the right footing again. Three, what can I do to get these guys to leave me alone for good? I don't associate with anyone in that circle anymore, and I want to keep going forward. All right.
Okay,
that is,
and what's
Binky.
The area code on that one again? One more time.
Oh, I'm sorry. The area code on that one. I got to scroll all the way back up again. We lost it.
Is that
804 Virginia.
Okay, 804 Virginia. Binky, you are on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Work Hour. How are you?
I think the post said it all pretty much. I mean, at this point, I'm okay. But due to what the guys have done, I figured I need some advice because Friday, one of the guys messaged me, tracking me down. Basically, to catch you guys up to speed, I have a prepared Legua, and I also have been doing baths for Oshun, and I ask them to take the evil off of me and send it back to the gods. That's when I got the message, immediately got my candle fixed, and waited it out for Sunday to talk to you guys. So that's what's pretty much going on. I'm pretty much in, like I said, I'm not coming into this situation with clean hands due to my involvement with them in the past. So I do accept responsibility for things I've done with them, but I'm trying to do better, but they want to bring me down. So I'm open
all right
to anything and everything.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Kat.
First card, Knight of Cups. This is a lady who needs to take some spiritual baths.
Oh, yeah. I've been bathing a lot.
Have you used hyssop? Are you using hyssop? Because that's what's recommended here.
I have hyssop.
You have it. And have you used it in the way to cleanse yourself? As you said, you don't have clean hands and you've done things. Have you, and you were burning doom candles and all, have used the hyssop to bathe and cleanse yourself so that you are right with spirit?
I have not done the hyssop bath yet,
mm-hmm.
but I do have hyssop oil. I do have hyssop bath concentrate. So I got a pen. I can write all this down.
Yes,
you should do that, and because it is required here. The Tower cards is in the past showing the type of work and the level of work that's going on here. And what a lot of people don't understand, Binky, is that this energy can adhere to you just like dirt. You go outside, you know, you get it on you. You might not see it, but you keep going outside, it's going to accumulate, it's going to build. This energy becomes stuck to you. And so spiritual baths are required here. In fact, I would say quite a few. And hyssop is one of those herbs that you can use to help relieve this condition. But now, you are Santerra, are you?
I'm not. I do respect and worship the saints, but I'm not ordained. I'm not crowned. But the Palo, when we had a shop here, I do have prepared a leg one, yes.
Okay, you've been given a leg one. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, all right. And so have you followed the protocol of the house from which you received the leg one as far as spiritual baths and so forth with the herbs are concerned?
Actually, regarding how I got the leg one, I'm not in a house, but the leg one was prepared for me by the Paolo when he had a shop at the time. So I wasn't crowned, ordained. I'm not in the religion, but what happened was one night when I was living at my old place, a little boy came into my room and just started, I woke immediately up to just bouncing on the bed and just bouncing off the walls. And when the Paolo gave me a reading, he told me that was Ilegua, because I have worked with Ilegua and other entities in the past, so he prepared an Allegra for me, and there's been moments when I've seen things, and he has come through for me, so
Okay. All right, well, in Palo, we refer to what you call an Allegra as a Lucerito or a Lucero, whereas the leg would be more appropriate with the terminology associated with Santeria. And there is a set of protocols there that oftentimes if they are not satisfied with certain types of spiritual baths and oblations and so forth, then you can run into a lot of trouble right there. And I have many times had to get people back on track by getting them to care for their Lucerito or care for their legua and take the prescribed spiritual baths that their tradition calls for. So let's not overlook that in conjunction with what Kat is telling you. Okay?
Yeah, and I'm also sensing something here. I just wrote this into the thing. The Paolo gave her an legua, but that's not the usual term. So I think she's maybe been given some. Yeah, right. You said Lucerito.
He was originally Santero, and I'm trying to think. And then he went down to Georgia to his godfather and went through the rituals, and because he did his, he for a whole year he wore the white, did the things he was supposed to do, and he was Palo Mayombe, how you, I'm not sure how they really pronounce it. But I received the Legua before he went through that ritual.
I understand. Well, I think you, like Dr. K said, sometimes people get off on the wrong path. And I think here what I'm seeing is that you got so concerned with solving the situation, because we still haven't even reached your situations, that you've been following down a bit of a crooked path. Is that, would that be an okay way to say that, Dr. K?
I've been, since things have started, a wandering path.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, let's just wait, ma'am, hold up just a second. Listen to what's being said here. A wandering path, I call it a crooked path, he called it a wandering path. You need to, first of all, get straight about what it is that, what method of work you're going to be doing in. So, you know, we're just going to, Dr. K can set you straight on that. Let's go to the situation. But, Dr. K, I want you to reiterate, what she's been told here sounds a little bit hinky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I saw what people were saying here in the chat room about that. And to be honest with you, if you don't have any contact with this Pilara, he was not a Tata Nganga at the time, I take it, from what you're telling me. And so you need to either get in contact with the house that this guy comes from or get in contact with me after the show through my website using one of my email addresses so that we can address some of these concerns, because I'm not saying you shouldn't have it, but the cards here say that the way that you received it is contributing to some problems in your life here, and so we need to figure out what steps were omitted and what needs to be done. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
sometimes what Motown Witch just posted, too much scattered energy, and that's what I'm seeing too. And Nagashiva posted sources of authority. These are some of the issues that I'm seeing here.
Mm-hmm.
Now let's try to get to your situation, though.
Yeah, now as far as getting the man back, I got a no on that one, that wasn't a viable option for her cat. So that was the first question that she asked. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I agree on that one, and I didn't even have to pull a card. sometimes I just see it like it was a movie in front of my eyes. I don't think that's... happening now, if at all. I'm actually more concerned that part of what's been done here, this whole what was referred to as the hodgepodge of traditions by Yowzer Yowzer is part of the problem. And I'm not happy that this person, that Binky, is standing in a safe, secure place. I mean, we have people with active grudges, and I'm not, but having the thought, and I want you to maybe look at this from your point of view, part of what's happening here is being sent all these mixed messages and all this stuff going on, confusing things. She wants to know, you know, are they gearing up for another attack? I almost think that part of this confusion is part of the problem. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It is, really.
Yeah, yeah. So, until you get that straightened out, I don't think we're getting to have your love life back, and I don't think we're going to have the money functioning as it is. What is the question, the third question, what can I do to get these guys to leave me alone for good? You need to get this whole situation straightened up with what the spiritual path is that you were given and what work you were told to do. You've been... let me put it this way. I believe that the spell that was put on you was what's called a confusion or restlessness spell. And I believe you have been deliberately confused so that none of the spiritual work you got would be effective. Does that make sense to you, hon?
Yeah, because I have been restless before, you know, not sleeping well, injury, getting hurt, going to the doctors,
yeah.
MRI. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You're all crossed up, hon. You're really crossed up. And some of the things that were done to you was to make it so that you couldn't clearly see. So you got different traditions crossing on each other. You bought the hyssop, but you never took the bath, that kind of thing. In other words, this is a sign that you've been crossed. And the form the crossing took on you is to literally confuse your mind so that you don't... so that you don't complete the path that you're walking on. That's why I said crookeding path, and he said a wandering path. It's like you've been set loose to wander the world. Someone did something on you, and it was not very nice. But it's, you know, you're talking MRIs, you're talking this, that, and the other. You need some thread here to get out of this maze, because you've been literally set loose in a maze of conflicting and cross-purposes ideas.
Yeah, okay. And plus, I'm going to court next month.
Oh, my God.
On top of it. Because my ex assaulted me during
mm-hmm.
the middle of all this mess.
Mm-hmm.
And we go to trial next month. And
mm-hmm.
the people who have done the work also, they were all part of the same group of friends when I originally met everyone. And that's
mm-hmm.
how I started off on the wrong footing. Spiritually, so to speak, with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been I want to say at least a 5-6 year on again, off again, mud flinging match down here. So
yeah, yeah. Well, you've been confused in mind, and this renders you powerless in a sense. But I think that what Dr. K said is right. Because you're dealing with African traditional and African diasporic religious forms of magic and not, you know, just old Southern hoodoo, I think you should take some time and call him for a private one-on-one session and get yourself under his guidance. I don't always say that to everybody who calls, because a lot of people, I tell them, I'm here to teach you to do it yourself, but you need... a mentor, you need a guide, and you need someone to get to the bottom of this, because it's too
yeah.
complicated, okay? And it was not done innocently. In other words, somebody wrote here, well, this could be part of the modern American anything-goes New Age buffet approach to spirituality. Uh-uh. I mean, that could have been it, but I don't think that's what this is. I think this was done deliberately to mess you up. And it was done in the form of literally sneaky tricks. You know how when you give somebody a bath crystal and it says, love me bath crystal, but inside it's some sort of horrible love-destroying bath crystal?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that you were actually given materials that were meant to religiously, spiritually, and root-workerly undermine you in the name of something else. And I do think that you need to, you need Dr. K to help you. You need a coach, a magical coach. You need a mentor.
Okay.
To get clean. But start with the hyssop bath, because you've been done.
Yeah.
That's the way I can say.
Very badly. And I will say to you here, Binky, that you were put in the pot. Okay, so I know you said that someone was doing hollow, I think earlier here in your call, did you say against you or against one of your boyfriends or something? I missed that reference
yeah,
to hollow.
What happened was the two guys in question, they're best friends. We were part of this group of witches, the best way
mm-hmm.
to describe it, and my one ex wouldn't leave me alone, kept threatening me. So I paid Apollo to cleanse me off with a rooster, and
mm-hmm.
there was some blood spilled on the ex's picture, and he was placed in the pot for so many amount of days.
Mm-hmm.
And as for the other guy, he made the mistake of coming into his shop and trying to read him, figure out what he can and cannot do. So DiPaolo got his picture and threw him in the pot as well. And 3 years later, after not hearing or seeing them and not being a part of that circle of friends anymore, that's when they started throwing stuff at me.
Yeah, well, you are in the pot. You are in someone's pot for sure here, by what I see. And Muerto is present around you, meaning that there are spirits of the dead that are around you that are a part of this work that is on you. So it's something that we cannot, and I cannot disclose a lot about, well, how to fix this or whatever, what I would do to fix this, other than to say that you need to speak with me privately and have a consultation so that we can get to the root of this. This is a little more serious than what you realize, okay?
Okay. But
yeah.
Does it say
yes.
Who did it?
Well, yes. This is all about relationship, girl. Okay, so.
Okay, I know.
Yeah, yeah.
I know who did it.
Reversed in the past with the Emperor card here. So this was about man.
Yeah, this all, you see, instead of saying, wow, I've done this and I have a situation, the situation is the reverse of what you think it is. You know what I mean? The love thing is what started this. The love thing is not the solution, you know, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This whole thing has come back on you.
Big time.
Yeah, big time. And I really think you need, you've been crossed and double crossed, okay?
Okay.
All right, then. We will be talking to you here real soon, and you get a hold of me, Binky, at drkeone.com, or go to congoroots.com, or you can go to Kat's website at luckymojo.com. I'm listed there as well, or call Kat. We will get with you and get you taken care of so that you can stop living like this, and things will turn around for your life. But I appreciate you calling tonight, and I look forward to talking to you real soon, okay?
All right, thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you now. Happy holidays.
Yeah. Good luck to you, sweetheart.
Bye-bye.
All right. Well, that one went deeper than I thought it would go. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's difficult to, you know, to tell a person, look, you know, we really can't ameliorate this for you over the phone here because of the nature of the situation. Person's like, well, can't you tell me something to do, a candle to burn, you know, spin on top of my head, turn around 3 times this way, 5 times that way, walk forward, walk backward. Can't we do it that way? No.
Yeah. No, this one's way, way too deep. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we have one more caller in the queue if we'd like to try to get them and fit them in this last 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. All right, so this is O.Y. Georgia, and O.Y. Georgia is not in Georgia. O.Y. Georgia is an area code 818 San Fernando Valley, and it's O.H.W.H.Y. Georgia, O.Y. Georgia. Has not had a previous reading with either of us. Here's the situation. I've been in a rather long 4-year relationship. Over the past year, a lot between my boyfriend and I have changed. We've been on a break. I've moved out, and we've been off and on. I feel like we've grown apart, but I still care about him. Our relationship has been very strained between my work and his school. I feel like I'm at a crossroad with our relationship. I would just like to know if he's the one I'm meant to be with, or should I move on and let him go? Also, I wanted to mention I've started a new profession, and now that I'm in the field, I feel a bit unsure if this is what's right for me. Any guidance I could help get on this would also be helpful. And, yes, they want a card reading, and they want some remediation through spell casting and hoodoo and root work.
Okay, caller from area code 818. You're on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour with Kat Ironwood and myself, Dr. Keone. How are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Just fine.
We're well, thank you.
All right. So what we've got here is a love situation that has sort of deteriorated. I'm going to ask a couple of questions because I always like to anchor myself in astrology. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I'm a Scorpio.
Aha. My favorite sign. I love him so much I married one. And what is the boyfriend's sign?
He's a Pisces.
Oh, Pisces. Well, you probably overpower him many ways.
Yes.
Yes, I understand. Well, you know, it's a good match because you're both water signs. But it's you can be a little hard on a Pisces. Scorpios are a tough lot, and they're tough. But I bet you do love him, and I know that it's a good match because you're both water signs. All right. Well, I'm going to – do you mind, Dr. K, if I read this one just a little bit first?
Go ahead. I've already turned cards, and I'm
You've
waiting
turned
on
cards?
You.
All right. Well,
well
I'm just
waiting
gonna,
on you. Go ahead.
All right. Well, interestingly enough – oh, I have one more question. You all live together, but you have no children together, right?
No, we don't.
You don't. Do you have any children of your own, or he has children of his own?
No, we both. We both don't.
You don't have children. All right. Okay. First card I have here is a card that is not a bad card, but it's not a great card. It's a card that is called the Nine of Wands. It shows a man who has been hit on the head. He has a bandage around his head. He is leaning on a staff like a fighting stick, looking behind him, and there are more sticks coming up. Suspicion. A little bit of paranoia. Things in the past were hurtful. Now, the bandage on the head can indicate a literal assault, but it can also indicate post-traumatic stress syndrome or a mental issue or a bad memory that just won't quit. So something happened that has caused suspicion and fear, and it's not easy to go back because you're afraid whatever that bad thing is going to happen again, and he's afraid it's going to happen again. Okay?
Yeah.
So that's not a great card. It's not a card that shows that forgiveness has yet happened on a spiritual level. Although, as you said, things are strained. You may have problems with this situation. Okay? I would not say that this is an easy road back to reconciliation. Have you done any reconciliation work at all?
I have done some. When we had our split, I did a little bit of reconciliation work, and I made a honey jar, and that helped get back in contact with him.
Good.
We started building our relationship again, and I started laying tricks. I did a lot of the powders, and we actually got back together because of it.
Good. All right.
Yeah.
So, but there's still that little lingering suspicion. There's that lingering pain, the post-traumatic stress syndrome, I call it, and I don't mean necessarily, you know, someone having been in a war, but the trauma between the two of you is still there, even though the honey jar and all sweetened him up and you were able to get him back. So congratulations on doing the work you did to get him back, but now you're feeling like you're at a crossroads. Well, Dr. K, what do you see?
Well, she is at a crossroads, and I think it has to do with him, and as far as his commitment is concerned here, the Sun of Cups sits in the future in this reading, and I think that there's yet more information to be uncovered about where you all are currently right now by the Eight of Stones. But with the Sun of Cups, it's a maybe card, and so I asked the question, will you and this guy get back together? And so the Sun of Cups comes up and says, may be in the near future. And that is based on, I think, other emotional issues here and things about commitment. And definitely one wanting a little bit more freedom and having their cake and eat it too. The Justice card is reversed in the outcome. And so that does not bode well for a relationship reading sitting in the outcome with it being reversed, because it says ultimately whatever you've done to repair all of this and so forth, that is going to be derailed because the issue is still going to be there and things are going to be out of balance. So that's what I'm picking up here. Remediation work probably, most definitely, yes, will help in this area. But that's what I'm seeing here. I get a maybe on the two of you being a lasting and enduring relationship. Okay?
Yeah, I get a card that is also a kind of a maybe card. You know, if you were going to a doctor and let's say, you know, that, you know, God forbid you had some horrible disease and you'd say, Doc, what are my chances? You know, root workers don't used to think that way, but nowadays we sometimes do, and I am one who will say that. What I have here is a card called the Hermit. That's a card of withdrawal and retreat, but there's still a little light shining. So there still is the possibility of approach. But if you were to ask me, well, what are my chances? I would say, we're right on the 50-50 here. It's not a foregone conclusion that you will ever regain the generous spirit, the heartfelt love, the, you know, that warmth that you had at the beginning. And but there is a chance, and you might want to keep on working on it. I would set myself a time limit. And so I would say to you, how long were you together?
We were together, I mean, three solid years.
And then you lived together during that 3 years.
Yeah, we lived together for those 3 years. We were dating almost 6 months before I moved in. And so, I mean, it was almost 3 years we were living together.
All right.
And I hadn't been living with him for about 6 months.
6 months. So 6 months and then 3 years and then 6 months. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
All right. All right. So you're getting toward the limit. You know what I'm saying here? The edge, the fine edge of it unraveling. Is he the only one in the world for you, the one you're meant to be with? Well, I believe that God always has a plan B. You know, there are people who really only have one lover in life, and that's it. But most people will find someone else. There's 6 billion people here, and you're going to find someone else. I would set a time limit, and not to tell him. Don't say to him, if you're not with me by blah, blah date, we're done. But just in your own heart, say, I will work as strong as I can up to this date and no farther. All right? So we have some holidays coming up, and I've said this thing over and over again. Where at the two are you going to be on the winter holidays, solstice or Christmas or whatever holidays you all have? Are you going to be together? You have any plans?
We are going to be together. Our anniversary actually falls in between Christmas and New Year's. So
mm-hmm.
I'm going to be here for Christmas, and I'm going to be here for New Year's, but I'm going to be gone in between. So we're going to be celebrating 2 or 3 days together for Christmas anniversary.
All right. That's good. That's a very good sign. So you intend to celebrate your anniversary, Christmas, New Year's, whatever you got. That's good. All right. I want you to make the full use of that time that you can. But I do want you to set a time limit as to how long before you're back in the house. Now, as I understand it, you moved out on him, right?
Yes.
All right. But he won't let you back?
I think that he'd be more than willing. More so recently this past week, I actually moved back in with my family, and I had a lot of issues with my mom these past few days, and him and I weren't talking, and I contacted him and said, look, you know, you've always been there for me. I really need somebody. And he was really quick to kind of come to my rescue and say, do you need anything? Here's house keys. Please stay here.
Yeah, but that's different. That's not...
Well,
that's not let's get married and have children.
Yeah, but if push came to shove, I mean, not on my end, but he would want me to come back. I think he would just want to make sure that he was more secure in the relationship.
Yeah. Well, I think you've done him some injury here. That's that suspicion card I had. And I think that you should seriously consider setting a time limit, say 3 months. If you're not back living in the house in 3 months, move on, because he'll either forgive and beg you back soon, or it's not going to happen at all. Like I say, I'm seeing a 50-50 on this one, but the work you've done so far has been very successful. So 50-50 doesn't mean bad. It just means you got to keep on working at it. I think the things you're doing, the honey jar, all of that stuff is good. If you get in the house, be sure to lay some things down in the house. Right? Between the box springs and mattress, put the tied socks together. You know those kinds of things. And I want you to do anything, you know, dress the place, dress his clothing, whatever you can do to keep more love going in here. And also, the balm of Gilead buds are the herb that you're going to want to be using, because balm of Gilead buds are for reconciliation. And, you know, you want to be working with that sort of a thing and putting them around the place, okay?
Okay.
Now, when I say if someone doesn't have 100% chance, I'm trying to be really honest here, but you sound like a very intelligent person, and I think you'll know if it doesn't flip your way soon, you'll know when it's time to move on.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, and another thing that as far as all of this goes, have you done any work of feeding him any of your personal concerns or anything like that?
I have.
Good. All right. So this
yes,
is why you got you're doing good. A good holiday coming up is Valentine's Day. Some people think of it as a silly sentimental holiday, but it's a good marker day for women to use to make sure that that we're on the right track. And after that, we're going to have the spring equinox or whatever. You just can, you pick some times that you whatever you think is a good marker time.
Okay.
And try to keep on working on this. Also work on the image of soothing him because he's still suspicious and that it might happen again. He's like a little, he's been like a whipped dog, And Scorpio's a very strong sign and you can just damage other people if you're a Scorpio, trust me. They don't know how strong they are. Okay?
Yeah.
So he's a little tender thing compared to you.
Yeah, it's a big difference, You never know. We tend to cross lines and not really realize that we do it. And I have a very strong personality, and sometimes I feel that he's just a little too soft, but I guess that I just need to ease up a little bit sometimes. So.
Well, it's just what you want. You'll be able to rule and control him. And you certainly, you can rule and control him if that's what you want. If you want to be the submissive one, he ain't the guy. You're going to need a more dominant type man. But I think he has just been damaged a little bit here. And I will tell you one thing. Scorpios have a sarcastic tongue, and they can hold grudges. And it's sometimes very frightening to those who love them how intense they can be. So humble yourself a little bit. And I know you've been doing good work. Your work has been paying off. And the sweetening, that is always good. Another thing, some people don't think about this. If you made a honey jar and there's nothing in it that is inedible, in other words, if you made a sugar jar or honey jar to sweeten him back and you didn't put any poisonous plants in it or anything that would be spoilable, you can take a little of that honey out of that jar and use it in some food, okay?
Yeah, I thought about putting it in some tea or something
like that
and giving it to him. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. This is one reason that some people use sugar jars rather than honey jars. They will put a little piece of paper with their prayer in the bottom of the sugar jar, and like tape it down, and then just literally put white sugar, granulated sugar, over it in a little teaspoon. Help yourself to some sugar, dear, to sweeten your tea.
Okay.
But they're coming off that little sugar jar that has the petition in the bottom. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we're just about out of time, So how about we do the wrap-up and say thank you for your call and good luck to you. And let us know how it turned out.
I will. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, OY Georgia. Thank you very much. And, of course, you have been listening to the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour here on Blog Talk Radio, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, located online at luckymojo.com. And drkeone.com. So, Kat, we're coming up onto the holiday season here, and of course, the question many people will have is, are we going to be broadcasting through the holidays, and or do we have a date that we're going to return after the holidays?
Well, Dr. K, that's a good question, and Nagashiva pointed out this was our 13th broadcast, and we often have taken 13 weeks on and 13 weeks off. But I will say with this new time, it's not as much a strain on us, and this new technology is also not as much a strain. I would think it might be a good idea to take a couple weeks off and then start again in January. What do you think?
Okay, so then we're going to be back with everyone January the 2nd, right?
No, can't do that. That's why I was going to think of taking some time off. I'm going to be out of town on January the 2nd.
Then we'll be back January 9th.
How about we
ninth,
do?
Right?
How about we do? Yeah. January 9th sounds really good to me. Okay.
All right. It sounds good to me too. So, okay, everyone, you have it officially. January the 9th, 2011 is when you will hear our voices again live here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. And in the meantime, of course, you can go back and listen to all of the shows that have been recorded here. As she said, Kat just told you 13 shows. So you can listen to those shows, plus all of the archive shows that go back, what, about six seasons now. So, Kat?
Well, I want to wish everybody happy holidays, and we'll see you January 9th. And wish me and Nagashiva a happy anniversary. It's our
happy anniversary to you, and happy holidays to you, and happy holidays to all here around the world who listen to us here on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour. God bless.
All right. God bless you all. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.